Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
I don't know what it is about a button, but if you see a button, especially if it's red, you just want to push it.
So true.
Even if it's one that you know you probably shouldn't touch, if you don't know what it does and it looks like it could do damage, you still want to press it, don't you? Like you just look at it, you're just like, no, I've got to hold myself back.
I think they've done hidden camera videos before, Gabs, where just randomly in public they'll just put a button and then someone will press it. Then like a marching band will come out or something. You're so right. If there's just a blank wall and a button there, you want to press the button.
Yeah, and a kid actually lived out my dream the other day. I was on the escalator in the city just outside of Woolies. From the car park down to Woolies, pretty much in City Lane. And I was hearing this like alarm go off and I looked at my partner, I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? And then all of a sudden the escalator just jolted to a stop and we were just like, oh, what's going on? And then I look over.
Were you walking down the escalator or were you standing?
No, I was just standing because we had the trolley and everything. Okay, so right, we're just standing. Right. And it just stopped. And we we looked up and there's this kid with his finger still out. And he had pressed the red button, which is the emergency stop of the escalator.
Power to you, kid.
I just wanted to applaud. I really did because that is something I've always wanted to do, but I've restrained myself. But kids don't have those kind of filters. They see a button, they want to press it. And he was in so much trouble, so I couldn't even laugh or anything until they were out of earshot because he was getting reprimanded by his dad. His dad was mortified. And we had to just like scuttle up the escalator then because it was stopped. There was nothing else we could. Oh, and I just lost it laughing. It was just hilarious. I'm like, I wish I was you. I wish I'd pressed that button.
Well, a couple of years ago, my old man, he's a house painter and he was painting a house. He was at the house by himself. It was a new house, a particularly nice, big kind of house or whatever, and there was a random button, and I think it was red.
Oh, of course it's red. It's always red.
He told me this story years ago, but I think he pressed the red button just like not knowing what it was. Again, just random wall. There's a button there. He's painting the wall. He's
and
like,
I bet you he was watching it for hours.
Yeah, and what's that button do? Whatever. Yep. Finally, you know, curiosity kills the cat. It got him. He pressed the button. Next minute. Like the alarm started going off and those blue flashing lights started flashing and all that. Turns out it was like a panic button to alert the security company. So he had to, like a dog with his tail between his legs, he had to call the owners of the house and say, I pushed the button. How do I stop it?
I love that. 13, 12, 16. What button have you pushed that you shouldn't have? Or maybe it was your kid.
Samantha on 13, 12, 16, have you pressed a button you shouldn't have?
Yes. I, at work, we have duress alarms in our interview rooms. Uh-huh. And I'd never seen it go off and I just had to see what happened.
So you knew what it did, but you still pressed the button.
Yeah, I just couldn't help myself.
Yes.
There's a reason it had never been pressed before. No one was under duress. And I'm guessing you weren't at the time you pressed it as well.
Well, an alarm started going off and I immediately regretted my decision.
Well, you're under duress after pressing the button.
Yeah, that's right. Cassie, you're next. Have you pressed a button you shouldn't have?
Oh, well, I haven't, but a friend has. We were on a school trip in Japan and we were on the bullet train and the big red button with Japanese writing so no one could read. And one of the guys with our group told one of the girls it was for the dining cart, but it was the emergency stop button of the bullet train. And we've gone from, I say, 300k an hour to zero in under seconds and flown through the train and kicked off and escorted off by Japanese police. And, we were from then on, a whole group of 30 students. We had to sit on those bullet trains and not move for every other trip. We put the whole network out for 3 days through the whole of Japan.
Why is that button accessible to the public? That is crazy. And
to children.
Yes.
As well.
That's their fault, not yours.
13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, what button have you pressed that you shouldn't have?
It wasn't me. A couple of years ago there. I'm a mechanic. It was in a mine vehicle. And one of the guys pressed a button. He thought it was a beacon. Ended up it was an emergency responder.
They ended up calling our dealership and they wanted to sell an emergency helicopter.
Oh, that's a bit costly.
Between the bullet train and the that,
yeah.
Like we're getting into the tens of thousands of dollars.
This is insane.
We'll finish it up with you, Terry. Have you pressed a button you shouldn't have, mate?
No.
Terry pressed a button. You pressed the hang up button.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.